Where did Mark want to take?
Mark Perry. Australia. He gave him donation.
How much did he give?
I don't know how much he gave, but he gave him a
book.
Yes, he gave me a magazine. There was no security.
What?
There was no security around him. He just was standing there on the sidewalk out in front of one hotel after this luncheon.
Hmm.
And she just walked up to him and said, oh, this is a flower for you. And pinned it on his lapel.
Hmm. So you have no personal guard?
He had some guard, but it's not very strict security there. There's no... It's not like in America where... The president is very, his life is very jeopardized all the time.
Not that far. So it turns to be used like that. I'll let you make a total change. The person from the ecclesiastical order. They are also so polluted that they are sanctioning homosexuals. Abortion. But then for the common man.
I was reading in the paper the other day how the Catholic Church has drastically declined in the last 10 years.
Mm. It must be like
they're losing $1 billion a year in donations. And because
they are not starved, not a single price donation by law to be prohibited. No donation to be.
It used to be very strong. Everybody had to give 10% of their wages.
Huh.
It was mandatory.
We can see just in our society that we have bought so many Catholic properties already for our temple. In Toronto, I think they have got a Catholic church, and Montreal and Australia also that is called Catholic property. They are selling all their property off because they cannot afford to maintain.
In South America, the people are Catholic and pious.
Well, we wanted to purchase that convent.
Yes.
How delightful.
How envious they were. We wanted to purchase the convent, and they said they would sell us only if they could tear down the church. They wouldn't sell it to us unless they could tear down the church. It would have been a great defeat if they had sold us that church and we moved in.
They're expecting 8 million Catholics in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Just before the time of our rapture, I think. When they took Radha Damodar down to Mexico, all the Catholics thought it was Virgin Mary and Jesus, and they all came to offer their obeisances.
It's right, I'm wrong, is
that? Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes,
last time there was a big crowd to hear you, Prabhupada, Christian.
Yes.
And you mentioned they were clapping for a long, long time of the discourse.
Mother, do you remember the Catholics?
Yes.
That was a...
They asked you about St. Francis, about him talking to the dogs and the trees and the birds. And you said that is actual God realization. On a hot survey to Buddha.
Very much appreciated.
Yeah.
And when you ask about Christ, he's our guru.
You started your main lecture off there. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then you went on to explain about the holy name.
On food grains, simple living. Yes. Yeah, I've got this heart.
In the Western countries, they would call this primitive. Primitive.
Well, they do not know what a civilization that is. They have no education about human civilization. Where is that command? And then, simply, captivated by the external energy. Bodily conception of life. They do not know what is the aim of life. This is Western theory. Nothing to do with Sartre of Vishnu. This is not Western, this is the demonic theory. They do not know what is the aim of life. And the material atmosphere, they are not happy. They are changing, always. Missing the real point.
The people who live in the cities think that the farmers work so hard. The people who are living in the cities.
These rascals rise early in the morning and start their car to go to the office. 5 hours. Coming and going. And 8 hours working there.
Again in the evening they have to drive back.
I saw that these big men, they were taking so many pep pills during the day to do their work, and in the evening they had to take tranquilizers to go to sleep.
Yes, I've seen so many advertisements. One has to take at least 5 to 6 types of.
No peace of mind.
This way, the Kali Yuga will progress, and they'll eat less and less food. And take more pills.
Yeah.
And they will think it's advancement.
Yes.
Housewives think like that already. They take some pills, and they become very slim. And they don't have to eat so much. They just smoke cigarettes and drink coffee and take pills. And they are saving money, they think. They don't have to buy so much food, and they are able to remain slim and trim. So in Kali Yuga, as the food supply runs out, people won't notice.
The Srimad Bhagavatam says they will be starving. As Kali Yuga advances, you are mentioning one time there will be durbhiksha, means not even bhiksha will be given to sadhus.
Yes. Not even bhiksha will be available.
something which is available in Western countries.
No.
Krishna?
Meaning? Begging for food?
No, that's
not. No, they'll arrest you. Arrest.
Yes, begging against the law.
I mean, taking arms is very elevated. In Western culture, it's a crime.
Yes,
it's written, begging arms. That's one crime that they charge the devotees on.
Electricity is coming.
Yes.
The spoils are made for that.
I doubt though if these people can afford.
Okay, look.
We were doing for a food program. Hmm. All the people slammed the door in your face.
To America, what was your idea of what would be your program when you got there?
You got it right, I think. You don't eat meat. And they immediately kicked me out. That was my program. But I'm going to say that don't eat meat, nor Mrs. Pet, and immediately they will kick me.
All right.
I never thought that you would accept it. That is the idea of my poetry. That is sung now. You have got it.
Yes.
I was asking Krishna, I don't know why you have brought me here. As soon as I say, they soon they will kick me. What is your program? I do not know.
That these things are wrong.
Hmm?
Everybody knows in their heart that actually these things are wrong.
You are so expert. For 1 year, you did not mention those rules and regulations.
No, I'm simply saying, come and join. And come.
Yeah. When they develop higher tests, then you say, no, no more. Maybe.
Man looks up at the animals that is strong and happy. They get food, their food grains, the cooperation, and both of them happy. But they are not looking to that. They are trying to sell the grains and get more money and purchase wine and enjoy. And when the animal is unable to walk, send him to the slaughterhouse and get money. And for this simple activity,
it's just to exploit.
Yes. Everyone is trying to get more. But nature's order is that you get only to maintain your body and self or shoulder. That's all. If you take more than you are thief, you will be punished by the law of nature. This is the law of nature. Law of nature is so fine that by material activities you will never be satisfied. And at the time of death, you will lament that I could not satisfy my desire. Then you take all that, take another body. This is the test point. Karmana daivana trena gantadveha upapatti. Simple thing.
you desire, let her give you. Another bottle. Maya Jantra Rurani. Again, right on this card, you want to have this body. And this. This is creation of Maya. Ishara Sarvabhutana, this desire. Krishna is there. Order Maya. He wants to enjoy life, giving this body. Come on, here he is. Half body, eat nicely, too. Come on. He did not like to eat prasadam. He wanted something ravi. All right, come here. Thank you, too. These things are going automatically. The same way, if you infect some disease, immediately the disease is there. You haven't got to manufacture the disease. Because you have infected yourself, the disease is done. Thank you. Therefore, it is one. Andhavilasata sunlam. Don't desire anything except Krishna's service. Then you are in you. Otherwise, you have to take one. See, people, Avadi philosophers, they take the absolute truth first. So they have no good desires. Again, they come to material desires.
They want to be desireless.
Huh?
They are trying to be desireless.
That is not possible.
So my advice, don't believe in the difference between the soul and the super soul, then how can they, what is their explanation of reincarnation? What is their understanding of reincarnation?
They say this is not incarnation, it is Maya. It's like the sky is covered in a pot, and as soon as the pot breaks, the sky mixes with the big sky, yes? That is actually.
So therefore they say God is covered.
Not God, you are covered.
But you are God, they say.
Huh?
They say
yes, you are God. Actually you are God. But you are covered by this body. So as soon as the body is finished, it makes you. It's like you take one pot and you take water. The water is there, but if you break this pot, the water comes and mixes you.
And why not? Then what is their reason for not becoming the biggest rascal? Why not become the biggest rascal? The pot's going to break anyway. What difference does it make? Why not become a big rascal and enjoy the pot's going
to break? My advice, they also perform some austerity and tapasya.
Sure. Hey, that's to break the...
To break the pot.
Break the pot. That is the attempt he's registering.
So what is the breaking of the pot?
But they do not...
Huh?
Their pot doesn't refer to the body, but the illusion. You want to get rid of not the body, but the illusion.
No, illusion in this sense, that I am covered by the pot, it will break, I shall break. And when it is broken, then there is no more pot, I become one, it's sky.
So why should you endeavor for it, if it's going to happen anyway?
To break it as soon as possible.
That doesn't make any sense. That's about the crackpot philosophy.
If there's no individuality, I can't understand how can there be any desire for...
No, there is individuality, but these people do not understand it, because in the Bhagavad Gita, achedyam. It is not that part is taken. Achedyam. Because spirit cannot be cut into pieces. And while it is in peace, either you take it in pot or something else, that is eternal. It's not that by the Maya you have become peace. That is not Maya. It is peace, all right, Sanatana. How will you answer to you? Sanatana. Eternal is that peace.
They do not take that to be the constitutional position of the living genius.
Yes, they do not know. Therefore, they are less interested. They are individual, but artificially, they think I shall become one.
Matthew the prophet, the Parmes may argue that to become desireless is against the natural order. Because we see that right from the beginning of our life, we're desiring so many things.
Desireless? When he's desireless, that all is desiring.
Oh, yes.
Then what is desireless?
Well, we're saying, Anyavilasita Srinyam. Jnana Karma Yanavita.
Anna. Anna means Anatha. You are servant. You should always desire how to serve Krishna. That is your method. And if you don't want to serve, that is Anatha. Anyavilas. That is Anyavilas. Anna means servant. Obhilas means desire. So everyone has got desire, but that desire should be natural, according to your position. But if you desire something else, nonsense, then so what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jure Sarupaya Nutta Krishna. You are eternal servant of Krishna, so you desire only how to serve him. Why you are desiring otherwise? Is that so? Where desiring? I shall become God, I shall become one with God, I shall become this, I shall become so many hundreds and thousands. So that you have to stop. Because you are servant, you should desire how to serve Krishna. That is your matter. Just like the, in your country, the woman, they are thinking of equal rights. And how can you come down? You have to become pregnant. So become pregnant and take care of the child. That is your duty. And India is still in fine, you are happy. And now you know, we can be fine. It's a mess. And how you stop your pregnancy? And that they do not think. So they are thinking that we shall not be pregnant. And if we become pregnant, we shall kill. And we shall have equal rights. It's a mess. This is very much.
They say they may become pregnant and have children, but the men should take care of the children equally.
What? You should take? You are meant for taking the child, does not go to the father for being taken care of. It goes to the mother, mm-hmm. the animal. Mm-hmm. The woman chicken and go go after the mother. Mm.
They get milk from the mother, yes. not from the father.
How is trouble?
How could father feed him?
In our day, so many husbandless girls, and the children have not gone with the husband. The husband is the man. They are after the mother. This is not fair. I will have equal rights. You cannot. At least your heart will cry, oh, I have left my children. And they will be.
The man for
the man, that is. Just like our Horisori's grandmother advised his mother to kill him, he said. And she refused. This is natural intelligence. How man that can artificially that thinking like that. Violating nature's law. That's when they must suffer. As soon as you break ahankara vimuratha kattaha mitina. These rascals, on account of being misled by misconception of life, ahankara, false ahankara, kattaha, I can do it. Any little pinch of nature's law, if you break this up, vaividhesa gunamai mama maya, that's expert. But this still that thinking we are independent. That is Ankara Mura. By false prestige, by false identification. He deals that and is thinking so many nonsense. Ankara Mura. Everything is expected. He tries to explain. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. That is Asakarya Kaha Krishna Goli. But, hey, she will become a guru. The trouble is that, see, I'm got to manufacture your idea. That's why I'm quoting from Krishna. Listen.
Did you want to take objection when we preach that the
Have you seen God or Krishna?
Yes.
Whether we haven't seen God, how could we speak about God? Sometimes they speak of Krishna.
You have not seen your grandfather. How did you take his will? To inherit the money? You have not seen your grandfather. You are very much anxious to take his money according to his will. What is the answer? You have not seen your grandfather. So why you take his will? What is the answer? Rascal, why taking money? So I'll take my grandfather's will. See? We have to learn how to capture the rascal.
Living here for 9 years, but he doesn't know who God is.
This is bad, right?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. This is the difference. He's living here 9 years. He does not. And here, cultivator, he knows how to offer food. Where is he living?
I'm not sure exactly. I met him on Gopinath Bazaar. He's living with some gentleman who said that he came to Vrindavan 9 years ago, and he met this gentleman and took up studying with him. And he's reading all Vedic books, the Sarva Veda, Yajurveda, like that. But he doesn't know
what that is. Have
you seen our book?
How he's working his back.
Yeah.
Adullava Atma Bhakto. You will have approach a devotee who has known it long ago. That man must be Mahabhagi with whom he is associated.
Yes. We can give anything.
Mahabhagi Vastra Sunila Hai Sarbona. Yes, his spiritual quality is finished. If he associates with the Mahabhagi.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, even if we look upon the face of a Pathandi, we should jump in the river with all our clothes on to become immediately purified. What to speak of giving any oral reception to them. But then again, we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened, you know, attentively for so many hours to Prakasananda Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya and also Prakasananda Saraswati. How is it, can we understand
how to see how the animal is jumping? Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. It's like a piece is given freedom, even if it's caught up by the trash. It is like that.
So what's the time you had him on the line all the time?
Now, Chaitanya was waiting, let the rascal go on speaking, how long he can speak.
Just wait until he dried up.
Yeah, he knows that he has got some little stuff. If he will finish, very soon. So let him finish, then I can catch him. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's policy.
But should we take that example? We can also listen to the Mayavadis and then defeat them like that?
Mm-hmm. If you are so qualified, I say, no.
Otherwise, you
should. I never hear you capture.
Yeah. Otherwise, you shouldn't listen. At all.
In America, that's called giving someone enough rope to hang himself.
Yeah. In South India, when we were down there, we had to do that. We listened to them first and then took their money.
Mm-hmm. Are we also taking their money?
Taking their money?
We saw children in Africa.
What is the position of Brother Bhakti, those who are living in Vrindavan now? What happens to them next life?
Yes. Somebody who are living, if they do not come in and listen to them, go, that's why. Simply by living. Without committing any sin to that. He has all minam by Krishna, he is Krishna's life. Malvana, Havama, Krishna. That is deliverance.
You want me to spirit the master?
Yes.
Spiritual master is all that is needed. Hariya, Bhaskanam, Seva, Nishkar, Kresha. Without abiding by the orders of spiritual master and serving him, nobody can be. Otherwise, that's it. He has accepted one. That's it. Spiritual master, and he cannot understand what he got. 9 years, because he did not accept spiritual.
So all these local bridge baptists, they all accept it. They have
spiritual master. No, spiritual master is there. Naturally, they are Krishna conscious. Otherwise, why is he illiterate? Farmer, without faith. This is natural.
He has no spiritual master.
Huh?
He has a spiritual master?
No, he has a spiritual master.
What about you?
Even without spiritual master, they have already elevated to Krishna consciousness.
Will they go back home?
Oh, yes. Because spiritual master is living. That's the Guru.
He said one time, Krishna is there.
Hmm?
Krishna Guru Kripa.